שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר השלום בעולם.
Hello, we are studying the article of peace in the world by Baal HaSulam. We've reached the headline, The Condition of Life in the Last Generation. You can find the text on kabbalahmedia.info. Peace in the World, The Condition of Life in the Last Generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state and the well-being of the world, are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the state, and leave a minority that is dissatisfied with the government of the state, that minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it. If its power is not sufficient to fight the government of the state face to face, it will seek to overthrow it indirectly, such as by inciting countries against each other and bringing them to war. For it is natural that at wartime there will be many more dissatisfied people with whom they will have hope to achieve the critical mass to overthrow the government of the state and establish a new leadership that is convenient for them. Thus, the well-being of the individual is a direct cause for the well-being of the state. Furthermore, if we take into consideration that always existing part in the state, for whom war is their craft and their every hope of success, such as professional soldiers, and suppliers of ammunition, who are always a very prominent minority in terms of social quality, and if we add to them the dissatisfied minority from the current laws, then at any given moment you have a vast amount of people craving war and bloodshed. Thus, peace in the world and peace in the country are interdependent. Hence, we necessarily find that even that part of the state which is currently satisfied with life, who are the nimble and the clever, they still have a lot to be concerned about for the safety of their lives due to the tension with those who strive to overthrow them. If they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of life in the last generation. For all that a man has, he will give for his life.
שאלות.
Questions.
תראו איך שהוא...
Look how he...
יפה, חלקה.
He writes in that, such a nice, smooth way that...
אין תקווה לשלום בינתיים.
Actually, there's no hope for peace for now.
אלה תמיד ישנם אנשים.
There will always be people who want to ignite society.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב, ניב.
Okay, ניב.
אתה לא מסכים?
You don't agree?
אני לא מבין אם ככה, למה אותם...
I don't understand, in that case, why are those same wise and quick ones, why don't they understand, like he said, that the well-being of the world and of the state are interdependent, then they would be happy to accept the laws of the last generation.
Even if they do understand, who's going to listen? who's going to agree with them?
למה? לכאורה, זה ברור ש...
Why? It's clear that if people wouldn't be satisfied, then they would want to bring it down. So they do have an interest for this. Isn't that true?
If you have a country like or the state of Israel, and look what's going on. You have so many possibilities to turn it around 1,000 times from one end to the other.
בעל הסולם כותב פה בצורה ישרה כזאת.
בעל הסולם writes here very directly. If they would understand, then it's worthwhile, and then they would accept the laws of the last generation. And we see that even the life has taught us that we're interdependent, and that we need to make sure that at least the majority is happy, and we see that still there are these barriers to accept it upon ourselves. Like he says, if they would understand, they would accept it.
Yeah.
So why is it like this? What is preventing us to agree to these conditions of the last generation?
I guess we need to give up on something.
Okay. כי זה הוא לא כותב פה, הוא אומר, היו ככה מקבלים.
Okay, because he doesn't write this. He says they would accept those same wise and quick and intellectuals. They need to give up on something or everyone or what?
Everyone. Each one is in his own concern. Each one is included of everybody. In each one there's a bit of this, a bit of that, all kinds of calculations. That's why they can't be in one smooth, simple agreement. I'm in mine, and yours and yours.
So what do they need to give up on? Because we say each one remains in his own mind, in his own opinion. He doesn't need to change. But there's something new that's born. So what do we need to give up on?
Each one must first of all connect to the purpose of life. And towards the purpose of life, he has to calculate. It's not a matter of me making peace with my neighbor. It's me calculating with my attitude towards life.
What is this calculation? He doesn't mention it here, seemingly. It all seems towards some social calculation.
Social calculation is that each one has to give up on what's important to him, and then there'll be peace.
כן, גם לא ברור למה הוא צריך לוותר, ועל מה הוא צריך לוותר.
Yes, it's also unclear what he needs to give up on and why he needs to give up on it.
So let's keep reading.
Next, another question?
Yeah.
So what's this calculation towards the purpose of life that needs to enter here that causes the ability to give up on it or to make concessions?
The purpose of life has to be as a state that everybody agrees on it, everybody connects and unites around it. And nobody has a demand from the other. We reach wholeness. How can you do that? You see what's happening in Israel? You always have that warmest point on earth, Israel. Look, everything here is boiling every time. You have endless outbursts.
It's because we're lacking the purpose of life ahead of us.
We don't want to accept our purpose of life. We don't want it.
איך הגורם הזה שנקרא מטרת החיים הוא מאזן את ה...
How does this cause called the purpose of life? How does that balance out society?
If we give up, if each one gives up on something for the sake of the other,
and
for that giving up, we connect.
How is the purpose of life related to this? How does it make us make these concessions?
Because then in the general mutual connection, we discover the purpose of life. To be as one man with one heart.
So we need to make concessions to reach the purpose of life.
Right.
And not to make concessions one upon the other, because that's not possible.
Nobody knows how to do it. Nobody has the forces for it. There's no support for it.
And towards the purpose of life.
If we would agree that the purpose of our life is connection between us, above all disturbances, above all opinions. So first of all, we'd be engaging in it. We'd let go of all our philosophy and technology. And we'd only engage in connection. That there's nothing more than connection.
And that would give us fuel to make concessions?
Yeah. The connection between us would give fuel for everyone.
Why do we have the ability to make concessions towards connection, but once towards the other we don't?
Because we see the goal.
What's the goal? You said that the goal is in connection.
To be as one man with one heart, yes.
And why will that give us the ability to make concessions?
Because it comes along with the purpose of creation.
Ken.
It's unclear. Why is making concessions a condition for connection? Why isn't it each one what they have? And then we rise above that without making concessions to rise above it for the Creator being one and giving us everything that we have. Why do we need to make concessions?
You're right. And that's not a concession?
Maybe there is concessions here, but when we look at it, the Creator gives each one some kind of basis, and he needs to bring that into connection to create a bigger connection. If each one will make these concessions, then we lose the foundation, the substance from which you can build connection. So the whole idea is how to reach connection above each and everyone's difference.
Yeah?
Where can we use these concessions and use them correctly?
Only through love. Love obligates a person to concede. And the concession brings connection.
Without this love, it feels like this concession is just a lie.
Right, it's unattainable.
Yeah,
I'm like pushing myself, but not really correcting anything. And at some point, it will bounce back. This
right.
So we need to find a way to prevent this from happening. Otherwise, it's unreal if it's not based on connection to start with.
If we make a connection through the Ovut, where each one holds on to the other, so we won't fall from conceding anymore.
Thank you.
I want to
ask from dissemination side. Bala Sulam, he changed the talk here from like a religious kind of writing to a more social one. And I wanted to ask, we say connection, the Creator will reveal between us. And here he's saying that the goal is peace in the world. Can we use it that way? Because sometimes we get a bit confused with that the goal is peace in the world, everything we want to attain.
The peace in the world is the goal, right? Yeah? Because that's the general completion between all. Okay.
No, אולי נמשיך.
Let's keep going.
אין כאן, יש לנו רק כאן טורקיה 7.
We have Turkey 7 women and PT 19 men.
No. אז נו נגיד טורקיה 7.
Well, let's say Turkey 7 women.
Is a necessity for the receiving of the Torah?
Why is she in Turkey 7?
We're connecting and we're in.
Okay, PT 19.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I'd like to maybe see this from a different angle, the writings here. He says, as long as the laws of society are not satisfying those who are in the world and they leave a minority, then the minority will be dissatisfied and they will crave war and bloodshed, etc. He wrote this almost 100 years ago, right?
Right.
Why didn't any of this happen? And we see things are becoming even worse, and it's exactly what's happening today, that each one is taking care of their own. And why isn't it happening? What else needs to happen so that what he writes here will take place?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not responsible for what he wrote, but your question without Bala Sulam, what is it?
Can you change this egoism that each one will receive to himself? You won't be interested by anyone else, everyone only taking care of themselves. True egoists. How can we change so that those who are truly poor will have, in other words, that each one won't only care for themselves, but they will care for society?
You want it to come from above, or that we do it?
I want both. That also we will take care of it, and also from above. Both. How can this be done?
We need to do such actions that against them we invite the upper light that corrects us. In order for us to invite the upper light that corrects us, we need to be close to it. That means that we need to perform actions of bestowal.
So let's say we succeeded. Will it influence the rest, or is it only among us?
If we have such states between us where we help each other, by that we will draw great force from above that will correct all of reality.
So it will also influence everyone.
Yeah.
Turkey 4.
בוקר טוב רב.
בוקר אור.
בוקר טוב חברים.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. I'd like to ask about the Unity event going to take place on Sunday. I'm so envious of the friends in Israel. They can come to the center. It's just not letting me sleep. I also know that you will be in the event and you will give a lesson. I saw the schedule. And I saw that there's going to be a gathering on the roof. It's going to be a celebration. So my question is, how can we be included with the friends in Israel in order to not miss anything from the event? How will we feel that we are with you?
Well, who can maybe have more to say about this from us?
No.
Well,
כן, דודי.
I'll give a few details about the event. Talking about the 28th of May, we're meeting here, those who are in Israel in our center, and in the World Clear in the Arvut system. We're starting off on the roof with songs and hugs of all the friends here in Israel, and whoever's not here in the building is going to be connected to that broadcast. And we're going to interview the friends and put everyone into a state of joy. And then we're going to go down to a festive gathering with a lot of music, and then we're going to have a talk with Rav and sources that talk about one man in one heart with the law of the Arvut we spoke about. Then we will talk together, watch together a video of the journey of the land of Israel. It will teach us about the wisdom of Kabbalah in simple terms. And we're going to have comedy skits and music and connection. That's what we're coming at the end of the day. So it's going to be a celebration, like Ekbar said.
That's today?
On Sunday, the 28th of May.
Okay.
So because
Ekbar is in Turkey, but his heart is here, how can he guarantee to be included and to absorb the spirit that's going to be here, even though he's in Turkey or anyone else around the world? That's the question.
Well,
should we send him a ticket? I think if he agrees and if it's possible, so send him a ticket. What is it, a 2-hour flight? I do that. He's very drawn to this. What are you looking at me?
What
about the rest of the friends? They won't send tickets to everyone. The question is, how is someone that's not in Israel, how can they be included in the event?
So we're going to do our best to give them everything through the system.
That's clear. That's not the question. How will they internally be included?
Connect their hearts together, open them, and they enter there together, and we'll all be together. That's it. Together. Okay, that's it. So, what's our plan?
I have messages, 16 of them. If we finish the lesson, let's start. So there are many things.
Go.
Shavuot schedule. Thursday, 25th of May, Shavuot Eve. Please accompany me with slides. Thursday, 25th of May, All the schedule is in Israel time, so lesson preparation at 2:40 and a lesson starts at 3, 11:45 to 12 lesson preparation for the afternoon, and 12 till 1:30 p.m. the afternoon lesson, 30 minutes longer than usual. We'll have a Shavuot Eve meal at 2:30 on Thursday. Next, Friday, 26th of May, 2:40 lesson prep, and 3 is the lesson. 9:30 gathering of parents and children, not broadcasted. And at 10, we have a meal. 11:45 to 12, lesson prep, and 12, the lesson to 1:30. Saturday, morning lesson as usual, and then 5:30 a.m. after the lesson, morning Saturday morning meal, 11:45 lesson prep, and 12 to 1:30 afternoon lesson. This is the Thursday, Friday, Saturday Shavuot schedule. Now, the afternoon lessons on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will take place in the study hall and will be open to men and women that are studying in Kabbalah La'am circles. So we're asking everyone to sign up to the meals. We'll remind you about the... We're having a unity event on the 28th of May, Sunday, 6 p.m. in Kabbalah Al-Am Center in Petah Tikva. It will be broadcasted. Everyone can connect in the Arvut system and in Sviva Tova. The link to sign up will be sent to everyone. So on Tuesday at 10 a.m. there'll be a program, a recorded program, and at 12 we'll meet for the afternoon lesson. And we'll end with a song. Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד מעל ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מכסה על הפשעים. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tent that we're living in. Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.